Dab and Tench, Theatrical Idiots, Episode 6, The Audition.
Cheers. Oh, good health, Tench.
I do love gin, you know. It's one of my favourite pastimes.
Oh, it's marvellous stuff, marvellous. Well, and let's not forget tonic as well.
Oh, yes. Well, tonic is very much the friend of gin.
Oh, very much, yes.
And one should not have a friend who upstages you.
No. I think like all good friends, they do a good job of complimenting each other.
They do indeed. And sometimes I've had gin with people who have not realised that the tonic should never upstage the gin.
Oh, no. I mean, by volume, the tonic doesn't really want to be any more than 25% of a tall glass.
No, quite so. A pint glass at best.
Yes. Yes, I mean, factoring in room for ice and a slice, obviously.
Oh, yes, ice and a slice.
Yes, Tench.
That's what they used to say in the old theatre days. You remember those? No regional accents back then. None of that sort of nonsense.
No, well, of course, that's what my generation set out to destroy, Tench.
Yes?
All that artifice. We wanted to keep it real, to get it gritty.
You know, my day, you went into a pub, and if somebody spoke in a regional accent, you threw them out into the street and said, "This is a theatre pub, you're not entitled to drink in here."
Well, quite right.
Yes.
They'd have got exactly the same treatment in the BBC bar as well, wouldn't they?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, and I started working in 1992, so it wasn't that long ago.
No, it's a tradition that's kept going. Yes. Surprisingly long time, isn't it?
Yes, I mean, it was brought into play by the wonderful Robert Stevens, of course. He hated reading Laxon.
Oh, yes. He was a terrible bigot, though. He hated most people.
Well, yeah. Oh, he was a lovely man, but he did beat up Albert Finney.
Yes. I can't even remember why he did that.
Well, he was on the set of Saturday Night Sunday Morning, and Albert Finney was doing a northern accent.
Oh, dear.
But not the equity-mandated northern accent.
Yes. Got it. Gave him the red mist, did it?
Oh, my God, yes. He thrashed him, and he thrashed him with the pole that was on set.
Well, it was harsh, but you've got to say, not unexpected.
Well, no, I mean, he thrashed lots of people. I mean, Sean Bean, of course.
Yes.
Sean Bean was doing an episode of Sharp. And Robert happened to be in Spain on holiday, where they were filming it.
Yes.
And the next minute he's beating Sean Bean over the head with a stick.
The odd thing was, he was actually staying a good 50 miles away from where they were filming it. But it's like a radar with him.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little niggle that goes off in the back of his head. It draws him in to wherever the regional accents are.
It killed him, you know.
Yeah.
He went up north.
Yes.
Poor man. God. Poor man. Anyway, I can't sit here talking to you all day. I've got an audition this afternoon.
You? In an audition, Tench?
Yes.
What for?
I'm up for a part in, quite a big film, actually. I the starring part, of course, the lead character.
Really?
Yes.
You care to give me any details?
Well, he's a spy.
Yes.
Who ladies love.
Yeah, not that one.
Yes, that one.
Good luck, Tench. Are they seriously considering you for that role, Tench?
Oh, my God, I've got the wink. The wink has been given me.
Good Lord.
Of course, I still have to audition to make it look right, you know, look like they're going through a proper process.
Well, I suppose they've got boxes to check, haven't they?
They do indeed, and my box is checkmated, I know for a fact. My agent told me this morning.
Well, who'd have credited it?
Yeah.
I've done you a disservice all these years, Tench.
Well, you're good on your mate. You know, I know you haven't got the talent that I have, but, you know, sometimes, you know, you do some quite good work.
Quite. I will let that go, because I appreciate your excited, Tench. But anyway, that's something of a coincidence. I, too, have an audition this afternoon.
Well, that's excellent news. Cheers again.
Yeah, cheers. Yeah, I mean, obviously, I'm usually preferring to work in my own one-man, written, produced, performed pieces, but, you know, I thought I'd broaden my horizons and go for something written by someone else for once.
That's a splendid idea. I do know what it's about. I mean, have you got a script?
Well, I can't go into too many details, but it's an independent thing, but I think it could still be up for a few awards.
Marvellous, that's what I like to hear.
Oh, yes, it's going to be the next big thing. I think it'll be the breakthrough for independent cinema.
You could be the next Billy Elliot.
Oh, at least, yes.
I remember Billy Elliot, of course, when I was growing up in the Cambrian Valleys.
Ah, right, that's where it is now, is it?
Yes.
You knew the real Billy Elliot, did you?
I did. He was 6 foot tall, 15 stone,
yes,
covered in tattoos.
How did he manage the ballet dancing?
Oh, he didn't. He just made that up.
Oh, right.
He went into the pub, told everybody he'd ballet danced, and everybody went, oh, that's very inspiring. And, and next minute, Stephen Daldry's in there trying to finger him and get the entire story for a film.
What a fraud. Still, if he's that big a bastard, he's probably not going to have anyone argue with him, is he?
No, certainly not Stephen Daldry.
Well, not if he was trying to get his end away as well.
Oh, my God, is that the time? I've got to get off.
What is the time, Tench? I haven't got my watch on me.
6 minutes past five.
Oh, blimey, I need to be heading away soon myself.
Hi, yeah, it's Jamie Tench for the Soupons commercial. All right, no problem, thank you. Oh, God, look at this lot. Bloody awful. Hang on. I recognise that stained pair of chinos. Dab, what the hell are you doing here?
No hable inglés, señor.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I thought you were a friend of mine.
No, señor.
That's okay, I'll just...
I not know you.
I'll just read this magazine about somebody's pubic hair. Not very good. Are you sure you don't know my friend, Barrington?
Oh, f***ing hell, all right. Tench, it is me.
Oh, my God, that's an amazing disguise.
Thank you, it's pretty good, isn't it?
I didn't recognise you at all.
I think proof of anywhere needed who the superior actor is.
So why are you here?
I've got a while till my proper interview, and I wanted to sit down somewhere in the warm.
Same here. I'm not here to advertise a brand new massive tampon called the Soupon.
That's definitely not why you're here, because that's definitely not why I'm here.
There's a rehearsal studio next door. They're doing the auditions there. I just happen to be... here, there are magazines. Look, there's something on a magazine here about some pubic hair.
I mean, it's the perfect place to sit and wait for an audition
somewhere else.
Definitely not for tampons, isn't it?
Absolutely, and if somebody happened to call my name and say it was for the Soupon ad, they would mean that it was the studio next door.
It's code, isn't it? They've got a key. I imagine the same thing would be the case if anyone happened to call my name for this advert,
yes,
possibly.
Absolutely. Yes.
Is that a copy of Woman and Home?
Yes.
I do love that. Can I have a look, Tench?
Yes, there's a lovely article here about Goldie Hawn's pubic hair.
Really? Good Lord. Yes. I never realised she kept it separately in a drawer.
Yes, how does she keep it so wiry, it says.
Yes. Well, I assume it's down to conditioner.
Ah, yes. Shampoo and conditioner. Take two pubic hairs into the shower.
Yes.
Not
yes.
I. No.
Well, of course, these Hollywood starlets, they actually get their pubes tinned.
Yes, I heard that. Yes. Yes, I apparently go through a terrible process. They have to go down a mine for it.
Yes, it takes hours coating each one individually, a hair at a time. But, you know, if you really want them good and wiry, that's the way forwards.
Oh, that's it. Apparently they started doing it in Poldark.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I suppose they've, ready access to the raw materials there, haven't they?
Well, that's it. Eventually they had to move it into a television centre because too many people were having it done.
Yes. Well, it's passé by now, isn't it?
Yeah. I bet she's had it done, you know, the one over there reading the woman's hat.
Let's have a... You can tell by the way she's... You see how she's got her legs crossed, but is being slightly ginger about it.
That's it, and you can see those things poking through her leggings.
Yes, catching the light slightly. Sparkly, almost.
Yeah, I bet she's silly banged those, I can tell you.
No, looks it.
Yeah. Yes. Off they go. The silly bang, ho.
Yes, that is their new song, isn't it? Of the adverts.
Yes, that was written by Dr. Dre, apparently.
Ah, really? Yes. It's not bad, but I can't help but think it's not quite as snappy as the old one.
No. He started life looking after horses, you know.
Dr. Dre?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yes. Yes, mainly on brewing wagons and that sort of thing. But, you know, he branched out.
Yes,
kept his name, though, his nickname that he was given.
Doctor. Yes. Yes, because he also used to build homes for squirrels.
Yes, I heard that too. Yes. He's an amazing man.
Mm.
Absolutely amazing.
Well, animal husbandry is really his first love before music.
It was, and I do hear somewhere along the line that he did try and marry an animal of some kind.
Really?
Yeah.
Good luck. Did it go through?
No. He was arrested, sent to prison. When he met Marshall Mathers, known as Eminem. And then they wrote a song together, I Am Slim Shady.
Yes. You're very up on the young people's music, aren't you, Tench?
Well, I have to be, you see. When you like young men, as I do...
Yes, and you do.
Yes, they insist on you being able to talk to them about things. And if you don't know all about the new rappers, then, frankly, you're screwed.
Yes.
Or not screwed, as the case may be.
Yes. The thing is, though, with you, Tench, it's all give and no take. The young chaps, they don't learn about Zed cars to talk to you, do they?
Well, I do try to talk about Zed cars and that sort of thing, but you know what happens? They look back at me blankly.
Yes, it falls on deaf ears.
It does. Oh, God, she's been called in. Poor dear.
Yes. I don't know. I mean, I suppose they'll look shiny in the advert, but it's really not helping her walking, is it?
No. How the hell is she going to... Oh, God. I've just realised who that is.
Who is it?
It's Amelia Fox.
Good Lord, it is as well. Yes.
You wouldn't think that she'd need to do a soup on advert, would you?
No, I wouldn't have thought, no.
No.
Obviously taking a bit of a nosedive recently.
Bloody awful ad casting's worst kind of casting around, you know.
Yes, I'm glad I'm not being cast for an advert today.
No, I'm glad I'm going to be playing James Bond next week, yes.
Yes, I am looking forward to the independent yet popular film that I'll be doing.
Yeah, well, what are they going to call this film?
I'm not entirely sure they've settled on the title. I mean, it's too avant. It may even not have a title.
Really?
That's how avant-garde and edgy it is.
Yes. Well, that's amazing, isn't it? Yeah.
It'll just be the BBFC. We'll have it registered as just seven spaces.
So it's got seven letters in it?
Just spaces.
Oh, just seven spaces. Letters. Oh, yeah. Right. Yes. Right. Oh.
It'll be called.
That will be amazing. Is it being done as that under that dogma?
99.
Yes.
I believe that might be what they're doing. Yes, they said they wanted someone who could definitely keep it real. I think was the young chap's description of it.
Yes, good old Lars von Trier. Hates the Jews, you know.
Does he?
Yeah, terrible man. Terrible, but good man. He might employ me one day. I don't know.
Well, you never know.
In fact, I thought I was being employed by him one day.
I'm surprised he didn't cast you in The Idiots.
I don't know. I mean, I did apply for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then I realised I probably need to audition. That applying for it wasn't very good.
I got a
form from the post office.
What did you just crayon on the front of it? To Lars von Trier. Love, Jamie Tench.
No, I filled it in properly.
Yes.
It turned out to be a driving licence application.
Ah.
Got a driving licence now, though.
Oh, well, swings and roundabouts, I suppose, then.
I would have thought it'd be more difficult. I'd have to take a test or something, but no, there it was. Plopping onto me mat.
The story of your life, isn't it?
Yes.
Plopping onto your mat.
Yes. I stopped going out with them.
Yes.
It was into that sort of thing. It was not very nice, you know, I mean...
Still, he did know a lot about Zed cars, so...
He did. He knew exactly... He had an encyclopedic knowledge of Zed cars, to be quite honest.
Yes.
Mostly dull stuff.
Yes, almost a creepily good knowledge of Zed cars, though, wasn't it?
Yes.
I do suspect he was hanging around outside Brian Blessed's bins.
Yes. Also used to know the serial numbers of all the cameras that had been used.
He was an odd one.
He was.
I think your best shot.
Well, I did shoot him.
Well, fair enough.
Well, you know, it was an accident. I was in L.A. And, of course, in L.A. you get given a gun as soon as you get off the plane.
Oh, that's pretty much it, isn't it?
And I was polishing it, because I like a nice, you know, nice piece, a nice shiny piece.
Yes, so I've heard.
You know, and I was polishing away, giving it a good polish, and it went off. Yeah, so shot him straight in the face.
Good Lord.
His chin flew across the room and hit the Hispanic housemaid.
Oh.
He was trying to iron my clothes.
Oh, she wouldn't have liked that.
No,
I mean, not if she'd cleaned the floor earlier. She, I, I, Yeah. I dread to think the ear bending you'd have got for that.
Oh, God. It absolutely ruined my jacket, you know.
Yes.
I was going to be wearing it to the Oscars that night.
Oh, God, wretched. Yeah, I suppose you didn't consider just wiping the rest of it over the stump just to even the colour out.
Well, actually, that wouldn't have been a bad idea. I wish you'd have been there at the time.
See, you've you know, mind like a steel trap, yeah. I've got, Tench.
Would have saved me $75 getting the body taken out.
Oh, it's... I mean, I appreciate it's supposed to be the land of opportunity, but that's just blatant profiteering, isn't it?
Yes. The only thing was, he wasn't dead. Just sitting there with no jaw.
I suppose that's... Is that why it costs so much? You had to pay the extra for the, you know, the finishing it all off service.
Well, yes, well, I tried that, but then it was still alive after that, so they just gave him metal jaw. Yes, it's fine now. Yes. Got his own talk show.
Really?
Yeah. Him and John Wayne Bobbitt.
Well, I suppose, you know, metal jaw will be able to keep talking for longer without it tiring.
Well, that's it. They don't actually interview anybody. They just chat to each other.
Right.
For hours.
God, that sounds tiresome.
On cable number 176.
Ah, yes, one of those.
Yes, he insisted that I set an entire channel up for him. And, it seemed the least I can do, seeing as it shot his jaw off.
Well, I suppose. You're too soft, though, Tench, really.
I probably am, you know, a bit of a pushover.
Yes.
You know, I always happy to help a needy cause.
Yes, you are generous to a fault, Tench.
Ah.
Over there, yeah. In the chair right in the corner, that's not Eamon Holmes, is it?
Oh, I think it is. God, he's got fat.
Yes, I think he's not helped by the fact that he appears to be wrapped entirely in cotton wool. You don't think they're casting him as the actual tampon, do you?
Oh, my God. I think they are, you know. Well, in which case, it's probably a foregone conclusion. Because I'm sure that I was... this casting was for the tampon.
Oh,
I know what he's done.
What's he?
He's just dressed up as a tampon to try and get the part.
Yes. Yeah.
Cheeky bastard.
It's just crawling, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can't get by on your acting ability, just come in with props.
Yeah, I mean, go in there, look them in the eyes and say, I am a tampon.
It's the only way. If, hypothetically, you were going for an audition for a tampon advert, which obviously I am not.
No, not at all.
But if you were,
yes,
that would be the way to handle it. Not to buy your way in with cheap cotton wool-based tampon simulacrums.
Yes, quite. I mean, that guy over there, see what he's done? He's obviously not been drinking water for a while and he's terribly dehydrated. And you know what I reckon he's going to do? He's going to go in there, drink a glass of water and expand.
Yes. Oh, the lengths people will go to, it really is quite pathetic, Tench. I mean, it's bad enough that these poor wankers are actually auditioning for a tampon commercial in the first place.
Oh, God, yeah.
Rather than just waiting in here for a better audition somewhere else so they can read the ladies' magazines.
Yes, for James Bond.
But they'd go for such transparent ploys as those.
Sickening, isn't it? Sickening.
Terrible.
I mean, it really cheapens the acting profession, really.
Yes,
I mean,
yes, very much.
Apparently, I do hear that Kenneth Branagh, when he went up for Wallander...
Oh, yes.
Apparently, he just looked depressed for an entire week.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
Was that because he got it?
Yes, I think that was it. I watched it the other night, actually, on television.
Yes?
Wallander.
What did you think to it?
Well, I didn't recognise Branagh at all. He looks very different.
Oh, what did he?
Yes, and he was speaking in Danish or something. I couldn't really tell.
That's very odd, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know why they would have done it like that. I mean... Yeah, oh, then again, I remember once when I did an episode of Cranky, Cranky, Cranky.
Oh, yes, I remember that. I rather quite liked it.
Yeah, I think you wrote it, didn't you?
I had a hand in it, yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, it was loosely inspired on some things I'd written and then, you know, passed on to a friend, that kind of thing.
Yes. It was a sitcom about Jeanette Cranky and a husband and a box with a cranking handle in it.
Yes.
And then they would just turn the box with a cranking handle and flowers would come out of it. And I had to do that in Danish.
Really?
Yeah.
That was because I never wrote it in Danish.
Really?
Well, no. Is that just something they added on because they thought it'd make it more popular?
Well, I don't remember doing it in Danish, but I did see it on television the other day, and it was in Danish.
Hmm. Well, that's very odd. You don't even remember doing it.
No, I rarely do, you know.
No.
I work so much, you see. Work so often, so hard, that it all begins to blur into one after a while.
Well, I suppose it's in one ear and out the other with you, isn't it, Tench?
Yes, in one ear, out of the other. That was another play I was in, you know.
In one ear, out the other?
Yeah, it was a great play, was that? It was all about a man with an enlarged ear canal.
Ah, yes. Yeah. Well, wasn't that the second act set was just one giant ear canal on stage that you were crawling around in?
That's like screaming. Wax! It's all wax!
Mm. It was quite interesting and artistic for you, Tench. You usually do populist pap.
Well, it was written by Ben Elton.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah, he sort of just wrote something on the back of a fag packet and handed it to the National Theatre.
Yes, and of course they lapped it up, didn't they?
Oh, God, yes. You should have seen the state of it.
Yeah.
Yes. Rupert Graves there. As
off of Harry Potter?
No, that's Rupert Everett, I think.
Oh, right. Sorry, there you are.
Oh, yes, no, Bear. Bear. No?
Bear?
No. Oh, which Rupert?
Yes. Murdoch?
No, Roger Delgado? No.
No. Roger De Courcy?
No. Simon Sharma, that was it.
Yes.
Yes, he was there. And he was shouting about World War II.
He always bloody does that.
Yeah, he seems to enjoy it. We let him get on with it, you know. You know, he walks around in a big cardigan.
Not much of a play, though, was it?
No, it wasn't. I mean, I have to say it lacked in the scripting and the
and
staging.
The performance.
Yeah.
And the, yes. It wasn't. And the theatre. I mean, just doing it in the park wasn't really a...
No, and I was off my head on mescaline for half of it. Well, you know...
Well, it's probably for the best. I think everyone who ever watched it wished they were.
Yes, indeed. A miserable, miserable day. Happily, Hammer Films snapped me up after that, though.
Yeah, it's only a shame they'd already closed down by that point and they only wanted you to dismantle their old sets.
Yeah, it was fun, though. Enjoyed doing it. I pretended to be Dracula and Frankenstein.
Oh, that's nice.
And then I was thrown out.
Yes.
Apparently you're not allowed to f*** the rubber corpses.
Really?
Yeah.
I pretty much sort of assumed that was just one of the perks of working there.
Yeah, well, they've got realistic openings.
Yes.
Cuts, mostly, but, I mean, and, you know, they're fun.
I think probably they kicked you out just out of jealousy.
Yes.
They obviously had their eye on that one. You were banging away on Hammer and Songs.
Yes. I think the problem was that I hadn't realised that next door there was an actual mortuary.
Ah.
Yes.
That could be problematic.
A terrible murder victim.
Well, you live and learn, don't you, Tench?
You do.
You live and learn.
Yes, and after I'd come out of hospital after getting the terrible bacterial infections, I suddenly learned that one. Yeah. Bad business. I look at that guy over there. Yes.
Yeah, another gimmick. Him with the one with the white rope that he's tied onto his belt.
Yes, wearing a white pair of jeans. Yes. A white shirt.
Oddly, a red helmet.
Yeah. Bloody method actors. I bet he's been to that bloody method acting school, you know?
Oh, probably, yes.
The actor's studio. Arse's studio, more like.
Yes, that's very good, Tench.
I thought that went up all by myself. Nah. You know, it was a brilliant, brilliant joke.
And do these idiots not realise that if you're living it, you're not actually acting, are you?
No, not at all. You've got to imagine that you're doing something. You've got to pretend.
Yes, it's the pretending. It's the acting, surely.
Frankly, if I wanted to play a vicar, I wouldn't go and live in a vicarage for 6 months, would I? I
mean, no, it's ridiculous.
No, I'd pop in my buck teeth and my... my silly collar and going
and
go...
sandals.
Yes.
Yes.
I go, hello, I'm Vicar.
Exactly, you're there.
Yes.
You're pretending, it's acting, you're doing it right then and there.
Yes. None of this nonsense, none of this kind of, I'm a vicar, I'm dying inside.
Oh, it's pathetic, isn't it?
Wretched people. I tell you what I should do to people who method act.
What should you do?
I should kill them and let them method act death.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, very much so. Yeah, see if they can get work on Casualty in a mortuatry scene.
Yeah, do that, mate, you're full of bombs.
Yes.
Yeah, twat. I just can't stand them. No. Yeah. But it reminds me of when I was working with Michael Maloney, of course.
Oh, yes.
Now, Michael is in no way a method actor.
No, he's barely even an actor, really.
No, 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 not really. He's more likely to just stands up and shouts the lines, you know.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
He's good at it, though. It does sound proper, I see. No regional accents there.
No. No, well, he's old school, isn't he, Tench? Old school.
He certainly is, yeah. Proper diction.
Proper what?
Diction.
Ah, yes.
Yes, yes. Not like these the new young soap opera actors who just sit there. I can't understand what they're saying.
They're all, go blimey, governor.
Yes.
All horrible cockney accents and bayek.
That's it.
Kind of regionalism.
Boy, I'm going down Coronation Street.
Yeah.
Bloody awful.
Yes.
Absolutely awful. And, well, as you know, as I say, Michael Maloney, not really an accents man.
No.
This young chap turns up on set on the first day of Ripper, the new play he'd been putting on himself.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
And he started playing Jack the Ripper. I don't know how, quite how to say this. As a sort of pirate.
Pirate Jack the Ripper.
Yes. Came in, sort of said, I'm Jack the Ripper. I'll pull your boobs off. Yes, and
Had he gone for the wretched bandana look?
Yes. It wasn't very good. Had a parrot on his shoulder as well.
No,
just to the point of that. So Michael went, no! No regional accents on my stage. And he threw him off the stage, straight into the orchestra pit.
Quite right, too.
Yes, onto the orchestra, who were tuning up for Les Mis.
Yes, well, he put his eye out on a bow, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah.
Never did a regional accent in theatre again.
No.
Well, never worked again, really.
No, well, he did sort of went right through and gave him brain damage, didn't
it? I said, yeah. And nobody wants a one-eyed, gaping hole actor.
No, not one that dribbles constantly and can't walk properly anymore, anyway.
Now they give all those jobs to Dean Gaffney.
Yes, yeah.
It seems to be taking a long time for me to get my call for James Bond.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? And
was there Piers Morgan going past there?
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing around here. There shouldn't be in anywhere where anybody acts.
No, probably not.
Not really an actor, is he? He's more of an ass.
No, well, you never know where I mean, they're here for a tampon advert. Maybe they needed someone to stand in for the cunt.
Oh, my dear boy, that's very good.
Thank you. You haven't got a piece of paper and a pen, have you?
I do, yes.
I may write that one down for my next solo work.
Pop it onto my ideas notebook.
Ah, okay, yeah. Here we go. Right, yeah, I don't want you stealing this like the last one.
No, and don't read anything in my ideas notebook. No, nothing.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't want you reading any of my wonderful, wonderful ideas.
You've got, well, let's have a look through.
No.
I'm not sure about this one.
What one?
You really think there's a lot of mileage in a sitcom based in a blacksmith's?
I thought that Anvil's Away was a fantastic name for
it. Well, maybe, but I'm not sure. Yeah. Look at this bit. Catchphrase, ow my thumb.
That is a perfectly legitimate catchphrase. It's bound to happen in a
I can just say it. Every episode, you'll be catching it in the door. Ow my thumb. You'll be someone will run over it, won't they, one day? Ow my thumb. And you'll expect everyone to laugh along with a canned laughter.
Brilliant for that. Absolutely brilliant.
Actually, I'm surprised no one's offered you money for it.
They have.
All right. So who's taking it up?
The BBC.
Really?
Yes.
You don't mind me saying it seems rather a bit lowbrow for the BBC.
Oh, well, they'll give you money for anything these days.
Yeah.
Absolutely anything. I mean, you could shit on a coin and throw it in their face and they'll give you £200 for it.
Yeah.
You should try it.
I have been a bit skinned recently.
Could you give me my wonderful ideas?
Go on, there you go. I don't want to taint my brain by reading any more of them.
That's my future, is that book. If I should ever lose it, I would possibly need to buy another one.
No.
Of a similar size.
Yes.
Oh, this one fits nicely in my pocket. It's nice and snug.
Yeah, it's a good thing you don't have many more ideas then, isn't it, Tench? Otherwise you might need to get one that wouldn't fit.
My head is brimming with ideas, my dear fellow. Brimming. I just don't know where to put them all. I have to put them in the little book here.
Yes.
I do like my little book.
Yes. So why is it you don't do more self-produced stuff if you have so many ideas?
Oh, it's just so tiresome, you know. I mean, if you do self-produced stuff, you have to make it happen.
Yes.
Whereas doing a James Bond commercial,
film.
People give you a script, you learn the lines to a certain degree, and then you simply shout them towards a camera, and they give you money. If you produce something, you have to make sure that the actors are getting there, that there's enough money to keep the cameras rolling. It's very tiresome. You know?
Oh, of course, I'd never do anything as trite as a James Bond film or anything like that. No, I'm very much about producing my own stuff, apart from this one, obviously, independent masterpiece that I'm up for today.
I did enjoy your last film, Winkle. When's that going to be out?
Ah, thank you. I'm not sure. I'm still fishing around for a distribution deal, but I've got my fingers crossed for Cannes this year.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
I think it'll go down very well.
A can of beans, eh?
Oh, very funny, Tench. Very funny.
Right, no. Not all of us can be a massive comedians.
Yes, you're a massive something.
I'm possibly the best comedian at the League Nation.
Really? I'll have you know, I was once in a lift with Michael McIntyre.
Oh, well, that's a cheap shot.
Yes, you're not so clever now, are you, Tench? Going on about his man drawer, he was.
Oh, my. What's a man drawer?
I didn't really understand. As soon as he saw he wasn't in the lift alone, he just started showboating.
Oh, my God. Is it like a mandrill, do you think? Is it where sort of
possibly,
thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And unless his man drawers are just what he calls his underpants.
Yes. Let's look at more magazines.
What have they got there?
Hot.
Hot?
The magazine for the brassy woman.
Ah, okay.
Oh, there's an interesting article here about sawing wood. Yeah.
I don't want to come across as being a sexist, Tench, but that doesn't seem to be particularly aimed at the average lady.
No.
Yeah. Is that what all the modern emancipated women do these days, is saw things?
I see. Hot is all about solid fuel stoves.
Oh, right.
Right, that explains that.
So, yes. Yeah.
Oh, was this Take a Break? My husband was a ghost fireman.
Well,
very specific, really, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean,
I suppose it's better than just being a general ghost. It's nice to have a vocation in the afterlife.
That's right. I didn't think that happened. Do you reckon they got careers advisors when they go over there?
Maybe. I'd like to think you got the chance to change tax.
Apparently, he visits her at night and shows her his hose. Oh.
What's that one? My 38 double H breast hell. One woman's struggle to get a free reduction on the NHS. It is just, if you'll pardon the pun, Tench, titillation, isn't it?
Yes. Well, there seem to be some pictures here of people who try to do it themselves. This woman's slamming them in a door. Oh, they're all ballooning out the other side, can you see? Yeah.
Oh, God.
Somebody squeeze a balloon in the middle. Oh, I think the nipples have popped.
Oh, God, put it away, Tench.
Another Eamon Holmes interview.
He's in bloody everything, isn't he? Oh, God knows what these people see in him.
Why being fat and Irish is the new black?
Really?
That's a bit desperate.
Yes.
I did an interview, of course, for Take a Break many years ago.
Really? I don't remember that. What did you say?
I was talking about my new fireplace. It's quite nice. I bought it from Argos.
Yes.
It was only about £3 or £4. And it had a flame effect back, did the fire. Sort of bulb and some blowy plastic stuff, but it kind of worked.
Yes, was it one of the ones that had the little revolvy metal shapes to cast realistic flame shadows on there?
It was uncanny.
Yes.
Absolutely uncanny. So they sent a man round and I did an interview.
Yeah.
It was called Celebrity Tacky Shit.
Strangely appropriate for you, Tench.
Yeah.
Strangely appropriate.
Of course, back then I wasn't the celebrity I am today.
No.
About being asked to do Bond films and stuff like that.
Of course, there was that time where I thought they were doing me for a Celebrity Tacky Shit.
Yeah, yeah.
They sent the chap round to look at my gas fire, similarly.
Ah.
So, he comes in, starts looking at it. I start telling him the charming little anecdote about how I got it from that quaint little junk shop in Brighton.
Ah.
And I brought it back home, spent a whole tin of Brasso polishing it up, and then, finally got it fitted, and how great it was.
Ah.
Turns out he was actually from the gas board. The neighbours had been smelling gas. He stuck a big sticker on the front, wasn't allowed to use it anymore.
Oh, that's a bit disappointing. Did he at least pay you?
No, did he? Hell, they bloody charged me for it.
Bastards.
They nearly took me to court as well. Apparently you're not allowed to fit your own gas fire these days.
Really? Why is that?
Oh, I don't know. Something about safety. The bit of hose I'd used to connect it to the gas main outside, I'd taped around both ends. It was perfectly safe.
Oh, well, you know, I mean it's health and safety and insanity, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's ridiculous, yeah. Tench. You can't do anything these days.
No, you can't. You know, I remember when I was on that film, Slasher Friday.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, I went over to have a look at the prop knife.
Yes, sir.
And I was dragged away from it. Apparently, going near even a rubber knife is considered a health and safety violation now.
That's bloody ridiculous, isn't
it? And then a little later in the day, that guy was actually killed on the set. It was very strange. I didn't get paid either for months. I had to go through the small claims court eventually. Yeah.
That's disappointing, isn't it?
Bad business.
Yes. Still, I noticed they were paying you little enough that it was only a small claim.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean... when I say small, it's quite large. At least four figures. It was a four-figure sum, you know.
Good, that much.
Yeah. And
was that including the pence?
Yes, and the VAT. I'm registered for VAT. I earn that much. You see, that's,
really?
I can't tell you how much I earned last year, but it was quite a lot.
Good lord!
It was certainly enough to pay my mortgage anyway. Yeah.
Well, that's so you're actually you're off the housing benefit now, are you?
No. Sure. No.
I
have to keep that going.
Don't tell the tax man, eh?
Yeah. I have to keep that going. It's a perk of the job. I've been on housing benefits since the 1960s.
You are a scamp, Tench.
They didn't even have it back then. I invented it for them. I just went in and I said, please give me a housing benefit. I need to pay my rent. And they went, oh, well, all right then.
That's very good.
Yeah.
I suppose, you know, back then when you had a modicum of acting talent in your younger days, you probably could convince with that kind of thing.
Only 3 or 4 years old back then. My mother used to send me in there.
You were very precocious.
Yes. You man, could you give me some gas and electricity and housing benefit, please? Oh. And Andy would go, oh, look at the little scamp. Yes. Look at the little fella there.
Oh, yeah, I suppose he was thinking, I can't bear to disappoint him. Yeah. I'll invent housing benefits.
That's it.
Just to keep him happy. I couldn't bear it if he cried.
Yes, a Labour government, you see.
Yes.
That's the
good. It was all possible under that.
Oh, yes.
Of course, it was marvellous for the arts as well.
Oh, God, yes, the arts. I miss Tony Blair, you know, I really do.
Yes.
I miss going round to his parties at number 10.
Really, you got invited to those, did you?
Not really. I sort of went with people, you know.
Ah, right.
I went there with David Bowie, you know. Well, he thought I was his driver, but I got him.
Well, so long as it works, Tench, that's what counts.
And I told Tony Blair, you stay in power as long as you can and keep giving money to the arts.
Yes.
And you know what he said?
What was that?
I don't know, sort of a maniacal laughter.
Yeah. Yes. Really, he was an odd one, though. I got into one of his parties once by carrying a tray of canapes.
Oh, that's good. Were you eating them, or...?
Well, I like to keep some snacks on me, you know me. I get grouchy if I'm too hungry.
Yeah, I'm the same. I start to get that dizzy feeling and have to grab a bottle of gin or something, you know. Something with sugar in it, you know.
Yes.
You know, you don't
gin's good as an energy drink, I've heard that.
It is, yes. It's full of calories. It's delicious. Yes.
The original Lucozade was based heavily on gin.
It was indeed. In fact, if you are still going to some shops, you can still get gin's laid.
Yes. Oh, back in the old days.
Happy days, yes.
I remember when I was the wee lad. When I was sick off school and my mum would give me some ginsalade to pick me up.
Yes, lovely ginsalade.
Yes.
With a straw.
Yes. A nice tall glass.
Yes.
With a little umbrella in it. Because obviously I needed cheering up being ill.
Oh, well, yes, and some canapes as well.
Yes.
Yes, good stuff. Yeah. Oh, is somebody coming in now? Oh, somebody's been called.
Yes,
which poor soul is that?
Jamie Tench!
Oh, this must be me for my James Bond thing.
Yes. You sure you're definitely not actually just here to audition for this tampon commercial, Tench?
Certainly not, my dear fellow. I mean, I wouldn't be up against all these people. I mean, it would be terrible. I mean, you know.
The young lady seems very insistent that you're to go with her.
Well, I think I will go with her, but hang on a second. there a tampon in your pocket?
No, no, of course not. Don't be ridiculous. It's my handkerchief that I've rolled up very tightly into a cylinder.
Hang on a second, you're up for the same part as me.
I've got to work, Tench.
You're not having my part, that's what I said. I mean, it's my part.
Your part? It's an experimental part. It should obviously go to me.
I haven't worked in 6 months. And get away from me. You get away from my part.
God, you're bloody rolling in money, you tight ass and git.
I may be running in money, but there's a big tax bill to come. Get away from my part! You bastard!
Dab and Tench were ably assisted by Andrew Wilson and Martin Wolfenden. It was a TGR production. For more Dab and Tench fun, go to www.dabandtench.co.uk.